Okay, I can't think of anything to talk about. I feel like a broken record if I talk about the whole gender thing, honestly. I'm sick of it. It's old. But anyway, has elicited a strong response from me, though. So, I guess that's gonna be it. I just get referred to as a he by those that do refer to me. I guess there are people out there that do know I'm a girl. They just, well, I just haven't heard them refer to me. Anyway, I was playing pool with this younger girl and two other younger kids. She's maybe 15, and I just got the feeling that she was kind of flirty. So, in that, the kind of flirtiness that a 15-year-old would do. And if I was 15, I would be like playing the game too. But anyway, she does think I'm a guy, and I think it could be such a huge problem if I said that I was a girl. It's a huge issue for me just because I don't know what these kids are supposed to be exposed to. It's a shame that, certain types of diversity, have to be questioned. I mean, they have to, faced with the question, should we expose our younger kids to this? And gender bending and all that fun stuff is one of those things, among many others. So I'm kind of stuck, like in limbo, not knowing what to do with that. So I just let them refer to me however they'd like. Because the way they do is the way they're more comfortable doing, since it comes naturally to them. Don't know if that made any sense. So yes, that elicited a strong response from me. Mostly after the fact, because when it was happening, I was just playing pool, having fun. My understanding now of that is just maybe there's a lot of speaking for others going on all around us, just from our assumptions we make about people. I think that could be seen as speaking for someone a lot of times. And it's also something influenced by both the listener and the viewer. I mean, the listener and the, well, yeah, viewer in this case, if we're talking about appearances. And the person that's speaking. In this case, the one that's exposing their body and what they have on it to interpretation. So, yeah, that's my issue. I'm not too sure how it's gonna fit with my group's time limit thing, which I think is a big deal because I haven't been able to go that often, as often as I'd like to go and help out as much as I'd like to help with homework and just create close relationships with some of the kids. So yeah, I think that as a is an issue, the whole time constraint. So yeah, that's my incident. I hope it was, you got the gist of it. And that's the last time I'm talking about gender. It's boring. Yeah, and I'm think it's totally off the topic of what we're doing in class. But that's my experience of it. All right. Thank you, whoever listened to this. Bye-bye.